Hi everyone, welcome to the College Exploration Spotlight Series. My name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Each episode, we're going to be interviewing current or recently graduated students at a variety of schools for teens to learn more about colleges before applying. Finding the right school to fit your wants and needs can be hard, but the library is here to help. Let's have some fun and explore these schools together. All opinions expressed by interviewees are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Charlotte Mecklenburg Library or its affiliates. Their opinions are based upon their experiences and information in which they consider to be reliable. Today's interview is with Paige. So hi, Paige. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Hi, Tori. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's get started. What school did you attend?
I attended Western Carolina.
All right, so where is the school located? And then for those who haven't been there before, what is like the city or town like?
The school is located in Kalawee, North Carolina. It's very close to Sylva, North Carolina, which honestly the closest thing to it is Cherokee or Asheville. It's a little mountain town. Kalawee is Western. There's like nothing else there. Sylva is where you go to the store, where you go to restaurants. And that's an adorable little town. Downtown Sylva is like a really cute, like old timey storefront kind of place with all these outdoor cafes cute. And fun little bookstores to go to. But Kalawee is really close to Cherokee, North Carolina, where there's that Indian reservation. And what I was told during my orientation, I've never looked it up to see if it's true, but Kalawee is actually Cherokee for Valley of the Lilies. So it's really beautiful out there.
That sounds really awesome. Do you know how far it is from Asheville?
It's about 45 minutes.
Okay, so not too bad.
From the heart of Asheville. Yeah, we used to, that was kind of our getaway place.
Yeah, so a little bit of a drive, but still there.
Yeah, not bad.
So how would you rate your overall experience at Western?
I would give my overall experience at Western probably somewhere between 8 and 9. It was a very good experience.
Okay. What would you say your favorite part about attending the school was?
This is silly, but it was like the mountains. It was the location because we were in a valley. So just wherever you were, it was just gorgeous hills and trees, and the campus is older, and so it was a tonic in itself because you'd be stressed out and you'd walk out of your building from a class stressed about a midterm and you'd see like just a mountain full of like fall colors on the trees and you'd be like, okay, it's not so bad.
So it's not so bad. Not so bad.
Yeah.
I don't think it sounds silly. I think it sounds nice. You know, like sometimes just the atmosphere can like change everything.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So what is the food like on campus? What type of options did you have?
So when I was there, we had a Freshens and a Chick-fil-A, Einstein's, which I thought only existed on college campuses, but actually are like a chain because I see them everywhere now. And then we had our dining hall. We had one dining hall. I believe now there's two. The year I joined as a freshman, well, I transferred in as a freshman, was the year that we broke 10,000 students. And ever since then, they have been growing this campus. So now that I'm gone, I believe that there's all new dining options and all new, and there's another dining hall, or there's going to be. But yeah, back when I was there, there was not a ton of options. It was kind of the inside joke was that the food was just boring. But I know that they've expanded that drastically. There's a Chili's on campus now. I've never been, but it's there.
Really interesting and cool and unique. I've never heard of like a restaurant like that included on a college campus.
No, yeah, it's like part of the campus. It's not just like off. It's like in the middle of campus or something like that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So did you live on campus?
I did. All 3 years I was there.
Okay. So what were those residence halls like?
So since I transferred in, I didn't have to do the freshman dorm thing, though I know what they're like. But I lived in the honors college. So first year there, I lived with a roommate. It was a really nice room. You had loft or just keep to your sides, which is what we did, a desk and like a wardrobe. One sink outside of the bathroom, and then obviously like a toilet and a shower in the room. So we didn't have to share with anyone but ourselves. My last 2 years, there were two honor college buildings. I moved over to the other one, and I had a single suite. So I had my own room, and I shared a bathroom with my suite mate through conjoining doors. And it was a girl from my program, so I knew my suite mate, which was really nice. And I lived on a corner, so I had an extra like square foot on like each side of my
Nice.
room, which was nice. Yeah.
I've heard about some of these dorms from doing this, and a lot of them sound not ideal. So that sounds actually kind of nice to have like the suite option and having like sharing a bathroom with only the person that you're kind of living with and, having that comfort, because that's a big from moving from home to sharing a bathroom with like lots of people or people you don't know very well.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a princess. I knew that about myself. I knew I couldn't do the shared bathroom thing. So I was very diligent about booking my housing when it was time.
Yeah, that's important to know about yourself. So can you tell
Yeah.
me about your best or a standout faculty experience?
So my best faculty experience. I got a bachelor in fine arts, so in musical theater. So most of my classes were performance, and I had the same teachers my entire experience there for my core classes. So I had the same voice teacher all 3 years. Her name was Kristen Hedberg, and she was definitely a standout faculty member because she was very much so in tune with us. You know, it's a really, BFAs are not known to top three or five hardest undergraduate degrees to get because of the workload. I came in with 19 people and I graduated. So it's a very challenging degree to get to the end of just because of the sheer workload. I took 9 classes most semesters, and she was very in tune with that with us. A lot of the professors were great and wonderful, and they pushed us really hard. But Kristen was the professor where I'd come in for my voice lesson, and she'd look at me and she'd be like, she'd just get a good look at me. She'd be like, "You haven't slept. You need to eat. Are you dehydrated?" And then I would just like sit in there and cry, and she'd just listen to me talk, and she'd be like, "Oh no, we're not singing today. We're gonna talk it out." And that was really nice to have, like, someone who pushed you but knew when to just be there for
That is
you,
really nice.
which is not part of her job description. And but it was really great, and in a program so high
Yeah, and I
stakes.
guess from someone who didn't do a program like that, when you talk
And
about
then,
something so small and something so competitive and you have the same person over and over again, it you do get to develop a relationship like that, and it is kind of important for them to stay in tune to make sure that they're reaching you in all the ways, and if they're pushing too hard or they're not getting somewhere, like it helps them to guide their edu like their teaching, an education style as well. So I think it's a really cool thing and
Right. And it
nice.
absolutely. And the cool thing about, our program was it's a smaller program, and it's not one of those, it's not Tisch at NYU. It's this tiny little program, but the teachers all have wonderful credits that make them valuable sources of information and stuff. And they're well versed, different acting training methods and vocal training methods, and they bring in great professors and Broadway stars. Like, I did master classes with Beth Level and Jason Robert Brown, and Gavin Creel was there the year before I transferred in, and I got to work very closely with Terrence Mann, who was our endowed chair of musical theater through a connection with the university. So, but the teacher, it was cool because the teachers knew you, they knew how you worked. So they were able to, they didn't baby you, but they were able to be like, this is going to be good for you. I'm assigning this scene to you because I know how you work, or I know what you need to work on because I know you very personally and intimately because I've been dealing with the same, years. So it's easy to get to know that many people between like six
Yeah,
professors.
and I think that's really like for people who are looking for a program like this, it's good to know that something like this being so small, that you are going to get dedicated training and assistance from people who are going to learn your strengths and weaknesses and the places where you can grow, and they're going to help you do that. So that's really cool. So would you say
Absolutely.
campus was easy to navigate, and how far would you have typically have to like walk or bike or however you got to class? How long did it take you to get there?
So, for me, my honors dorm was all the way across campus from where I took classes. But that was my choice. There were dorms closer. I just did not want to live in them because I didn't want to share a bathroom. So, but it would take about 15 minutes. Like I said, it was in a, the campus was in a valley, so lots of stairs and stuff. A lot of people biked. I didn't because I didn't want to deal with having a bike. But I always walked. Campus was pretty easy to navigate. Like I said, since I have graduated, it has grown and they actually moved, now that I'm gone, they moved all of the musical theater and BFA classes to the building attached to my former dorm right next
Oh, of
door,
course.
after I graduated and left. Yeah, so with the growing campus, they're still reconstructing and changing things around quite a bit, but they're actually consolidating things and they're making things easier to access and making things make more sense for like each degree at the school, which is really cool.
That is really cool. So, would you say there were any specific factors that led you to choose Western over any other schools you might have applied to?
Yes, there were quite a few. I grew up in Atlanta, so Western was an out-of-state school for me at the time, and maybe still. There were no BFAs in musical theater degrees offered at any public college in Georgia. So that was the degree I wanted. I didn't want to get a BA. I didn't want to get a BFA in acting. I wanted a BFA in musical theater. So I had to start looking out of state. I applied to and got into Pace up in New York and Florida State because my mom went there. So and they have a and then I applied to Western. Part of it was Western Carolina was the most affordable out of state college. The other part of it was their production quality. The fact that the program was smaller, you know, Florida State has an MFA program, a master's program for theater at with the school as well, and those people typically get to do all of the shows, whereas the undergrads don't get as many opportunities. I also spoke to a guy in Atlanta who is a very successful Broadway actor. But we grew up in the same community theater and we were at like a Christmas party or something. And I remember telling him what schools I had got into, and he was giving me their reputations in New York at the time. And this was years and years and years ago. So they've probably changed. But at the time, you know, it was that like Pace is oversaturated with students. So I ruled that one out pretty quickly. Also, they raised tuition, like something crazy percentage right before I would have. And he said Florida State focuses a lot on dance, and that's kind of the reputation right now. It's like you'll work, but like you'll have a hard time ever doing anything but like dancing in a chorus line, because not the show, but like a chorus line, the actual tangible thing within the show. And then he said that Western is an up and coming school, but it's got a really good budding reputation, really good focus on the acting, which is what I wanted because I grew up in dance, so I wanted to focus my in the other two, the singing and the acting aspect of it.
Yeah.
But the thing that tipped me over the edge was that the Terrence Mann being an endowed chair of musical theater, I was a huge fan of his growing up. And getting to work with an idol like that, like someone that you've grown up listening to their voices on these cast recordings of Les Mis, Beauty and the Beast, and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, like you're sitting there and you're learning from him and he's giving you to. So when I got in, it was kind of a no-brainer. For me, like Florida State at the time had a very famous ballerina who was the head of their dance department, and I thought that was cool, but like I said, that's not what I wanted to focus
Yeah.
in. And so getting to work with the and meet Terrence Mann was a big thing because of all the connections he provided
Yeah, absolutely.
outside of out of the school.
So did you end up staying in contact with him after, or was that just something solely that you did with Western?
No, I did. I got most of my professional work right after college from him. He is an ex or he's the artistic director, that's his title, of Connecticut Repertory Theater, which is an equity theater up in Connecticut. And it's a very it's attached to UConn, but the summer stock there is where a lot of Broadway people go during the summer for just to do a different show. And so I got to work with Liz Larson from Beautiful, Hoffman from Into the Woods, and Ariana DeBose, who was in Hamilton, and now she's playing Anita in the Steven Spielberg West Side Story. I got to understudy her in Les Mis, and then I got to be in Les Mis with Terrence Mann as he reprised the role of Javert, which was an out-of-body experience. It was insane, cool, but he's wonderful. He, you know, we text him every year. Me and my husband text him every year on his birthday, and I've done six shows post-college with him. I've gotten six jobs from that connection with Terrence Mann. And, you know, those connections, those shows connected me with other people, which have gotten me more work, and definitely the right choice. And he's just he's the nicest, most down-to-earth guy. Like, he's so cool.
And see, that's awesome, because I think that's important for anyone listening to hear that, you know, you chose a school based upon what it was you were looking for, but one connection at one school got you six specific jobs, but then the connections you learned from that, like you earned from those, got you other positions, and it's really advanced your career. And it was, you know, like one person who really like was sort of the catalyst for everything that you've done post college.
Yeah,
it's showing you what like sure. networking can do by just like one connection, like what that can do.
So mm-hmm, that's really cool. For sure.
All right, so my very last question for you: what do you wish you had known that an incoming or prospective student can benefit from?
I wish I had better prepared myself for work-life balance. And I think when most people say that, they mean they wish that they had worked harder in school, but I mean the opposite. I wish that I had, at the beginning, carved out more time to just be a human and not a BFA student. It's very important to, if you're going into a highly competitive degree, which mine was, you have to really take a hold of yourself. You've got to have interest outside of that program. You've got to have friends outside of that program, because your friends are also your competition, and things can go from jolly green great to like super hostile very quick, because you're competing with each other for, you know, 4 years. And so I eventually got the hang of it about halfway through my senior year. I finally started being like giving myself an hour of TV time a day, and or whatever I wanted to do. But that's what I had wished that I had prepared for more, was how to have interest outside of my major.
Yeah, I mean, you said you took like 9 classes in a semester, and I'm thinking, okay, I think I did like maximum of 5. So that's a lot of things that you're working on.
Right.
And I can imagine that if you're doing dance and voice and acting, that it's really hard on your body. And there's a lot of that, you know, if you're doing that many classes and that much work, that it's not only physically daunting, but mentally. And that can take a toll. And so, that makes so much
sense.
And
something art students should know before they go into school is that you classes, because, you know, most classes at liberal studies colleges are 3 credit hours. And so you can really only take like 4 or 5 as a full-time student without having to get overrides and stuff. But a lot of your like piano classes and theory classes and dance classes and stuff, classes that are like 2 hours long, only count as 1 credit. So they can just load you up with these classes. And I did a 4 years, which was my own insane like decision, because I'm a crazy person. But, my final semester of senior year, I was taking 21 credit hours, which equaled, I think, 13 classes. So it's, but also like some classes will only meet once a week and things like mentally being prepared for that.
Yeah.
It's not just singing and dancing. It is a lot of text work. It's a lot of papers. It's a lot of, script study and stuff like that, which I loved. It was perfect for me. But we lost a lot of kids our freshman year because that's not what they thought it was going
to
be.
And I think that's important to note, that sometimes you're not aware of all it's going to take, because you did theater in high school and it was one thing because it's extra, you know, it's seemingly extra. And then it takes over once you've hit, you know, your university experience. So it's the difference in
Absolutely.
balance. I think that's really good
Yeah.
advice. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. It was a real pleasure to learn about Western from you and your program. So thank you again.
Oh, thanks for having me.
The library wants to be able to help teens on their journey as best we can. So for more information about college and career connections, please visit Charlotte Mecklenburg Library's website, cmlibrary.org/teens, and also check out the Career Exploration Spotlight podcast series. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. If you loved what you just heard or know someone who would, please share it. Take a screenshot of the episode and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you want to lend your personal support to what we're doing, leave a review on your podcast provider. Tune in every other week for a new episode of the College Exploration Spotlight series, and we'll see you then.